Proverbs 14:22 says, "Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good." The first half of this proverb is permanently prevalent among people in every age. There are those who devise evil among personal associates. That's the first type of person I think of. Whether it's on the job, at school, or in the home, at church, or among friends and family, there are people who live their lives always looking for a way to hurt and injure others in an attempt to either improve their own situation or to simply make themselves feel superior to others or to have a sense of power over others. The second kind of person I think of are those whose politics and religion do their dirty work for them. They support the evils of abortion, sodomy, gun control, and various positions that are Marxist and anti-constitutional here in America. These people are just given over to evil and somehow believe it betters their lives and gives them some sort of sick satisfaction. And then there's the third type of person who do both, just wicked from top to bottom all day long. And the bottom line is that they do err. Some of these people will burn their bridges and lose all the good, decent people in their lives only to end up broke or lonely and surrounded by like-minded evil people if they have any one around at all as the years go by. And some of these people have their own plans blow up in their face, resulting in self-inflicted wounds, like that woman who accused her husband of neglect and abuse so that she could justify her divorce, only to be exposed as a lying adulteress who ended up losing everything, including her own life. Of course, on the level of politics, these people who work to elect baby murderers, sodomites, and sodomite allies, and those who promote gun control and other Marxist anti-American policies end up being taxed to death. They suffer their own job being laid off, and then suffer the inflation of gas prices, food prices, rent, skyrocketing new home prices, higher interest rates on loans, etc. So I think you get the point. But we haven't even mentioned the worst of it. Our proverb says, "Do they not err that devise evil?" Yes, these people suffer short-term losses, as we just outlined, but even if they get away with some of the evil they devise in this life, there is a judgment coming. Once in a while, I'll be targeted by one of these people, and they'll come at me with their lies and mockery and slander. I get voicemail and email and social media posts and private chat messages on a regular basis from such people. They don't like me because I stand firm against the evil they devise. Most of the time, we're talking about culture war issues like abortion, sodomy, and gun control, and things I just mentioned. But sometimes they mock the gospel that I preach, the biblical gospel. I make an attempt to answer them. Rarely, I'll even respond with some salt. Most of the time, though, I simply try to state the truth with grace. But once I lay the truth out, if they persist with a mocking tone, I ignore their messages or block them on social media. We can't fix such people. We can only speak the truth in love and make sure that we never become like them. Judgment is coming to such people who do not repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on His shed blood in death on the cross for forgiveness of sins and the power of His resurrection as victory over sin and death. But to those who devise good, the only truly good is found in the faith and works of Jesus Christ. And that is why our proverb closes saying, "But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good." Spend your life preaching the gospel of Christ, living as Christ would have you live, and standing for what is good. Think about how to do good and how to be an influence for good. And you and I will receive, as it says again in our proverb, mercy and truth. We receive mercy and truth from God and from His Word. And everything we do, we ought to do to glorify God. And if we do that, then we don't have anything to fear. We will hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."